Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We are continuing our conversation with April Ballantyne, and just had a powerful day yesterday on Wednesday. And I want to encourage, if you missed that 14-minute program, that you would go to our website, hopeishere.today, and listen to that. As she shared about being shot close range 5 times, and just by God's protection was she able to survive, but unfortunately did suffer paralysis from that and had to learn a new way to live. But just tremendous faith, and shared how God's word that was in her heart before this accident happened, that she survive because of that. And man, you want to be encouraged in your faith, and you need to go back and listen to that 14-minute program at hopeishere.today. But when we ended yesterday's program, you were sharing about how you went to speak at a church in October of 2015 to raise awareness for domestic violence. It was the Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and you were starting to share about what you were talking about that day. So if you will continue sharing with that for us, please, April.
Yes, so I was actually, I was hitting every keyword related to domestic violence, be it verbal abuse, be it mental abuse, and, you know, I didn't even realize that the sign was behind me, but, you know, like I said, this was my first time doing a event like this and speaking it, let alone telling my story. However, when I was finished, our sheriff here in Lexington was there in attendance, and we had never cordially met. But she knew who I was. And when I finished speaking, she said, you know, I know you said what you've been doing for a long time is what you enjoy and what you love. She said, but you have a true calling in being a motivational speaker and telling your story. And she wanted me to be a part of her team. And I think I volunteered for a year, and then I got hired on. And here we are 6 years later. I'm still there.
Well, that's great. Share a little bit about what your job is now, what you do.
So what I do now is I'm an intake specialist, an advocate, as well as a public speaker. I intake petitioners as they come in to file for protection orders against their assailants. And I provide resources. I provide mental, emotional support. And let them know that, you know, mostly they're not alone, and we're there to walk them through this process and to hold their hand and be their voice if needed. You know, like I said, we provide the resources, and also we assist them when they go to court just the same. So that's basically what I do every day.
Well, for those that are listening, I mean, you know, unfortunately, I think a lot of times I've learned at least over the last few years, I've done a little bit of research. A lot of times when people think of domestic violence, they just think of the physical part, which is obviously is horrific, but the mental and the verbal abuse part is also just as damaging. Have you found that to be true through working with people and through your own experience?
Definitely. Of course, working with people, there's all different types of areas that, you know, we experience, and not any day is the same. But on behalf of my own experience, yes, my experience was mostly verbal. Actually, it was all verbal until the aggression increased at the end. And that was the first time in June where, next thing I knew, I was standing in the door and about to go out the door, and he threw me out the door and was kicking me in my back. And that was the first time I had ever physically been touched by a man in an abusive situation. And I guess that was in June, and then August was when I was shot. So I struggle with when victims come in and I see the bruises, I see the black eyes, I see the strangulation marks. You know, I didn't have any of that. But I know that if that had happened to me, I would have been gone immediately. I just can't imagine, you know, the strike of a man, which I did, like I said, I experienced that in June, but it took that one time and I was done, because he went to jail that day and he never came back to my house.
If somebody's listening, they're like, you know what, man, I need to talk with April. You know, what's the best way for people to get a hold of you, April?
I am on, for one, any type of domestic violence situation, they can reach me at Fayette County Sheriff's Office here in Lexington, Kentucky. Right. And I'm there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 10 to 2.
Okay. All right. Well, you got that wonderful position there with Sheriff Witt and doing such great, great work there. But then you decided to get in shape. And as a guy that's been trying to do that myself here, and man, it's been a struggle for me. What triggered that desire for you to start working on your physical fitness?
Well, I'll tell you what happened. COVID started, and I was working from home. And at that point, I realized I can't just sit here and do nothing. So I actually decided in March, when COVID was coming pretty strong, that I would find a trainer. And what was crazy about this trainer was that he did not hesitate. He knew of my paralysis. He knew of the wheelchair. But when I asked about training me, this was a Tuesday, and we started that Saturday, and we've been going at least, we started off 3 days a week. And then a year ago, I reduced it down to 2 days a week. But we are still at it. I guess what triggered it, I wanted to be healthy. I wanted to take better care of my body. I wanted to be strong, and I wanted to be independent. And living at my mom's, I just didn't have all of those securities. And I found myself, you know, in a depression from time to time, if not constant, and not recognizing the depression. But I also feel as though I was slowly dying. So with this newfound, I guess, COVID and trainer, you know, my life kicked into gear, and I started living, and I started taking better care of myself. And all in, I lost 180 pounds.
How much?
180 pounds.
Well, I wanted to have you repeat that because I do it because we had, you know, talked beforehand, but just want to encourage those people that are like me, that are struggling with the weight loss, that, you know, wow. I mean, we all make excuses, but there you are, you know, working out from a wheelchair and dealing with paralysis, and yet half the battle is just showing up and just getting started, isn't it?
It is. It truly is, because it's so easy to say, oh, I'll do this tomorrow, or I don't feel like it today, or it's too cold outside, or I don't want to go out in the rain. But, you know, where I am now, my mentality is so much stronger, and I trust the process because I also have faith in my ability. I don't look at my life as a disability. I look at my life as an ability, and that with that ability, I can do anything that I put my mind to.
Well, I love that. And, of course, you know, Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And between him and you setting your mind to it, what a great, great accomplishment. And I think that's one thing that you said there that really triggered with me, too, is that, you know, physically, obviously, it helps your physical body, but it just helps your mental health, too, doesn't it, when you're being physically active?
I tell you what, when I go to my trainer, that is my therapy. So, and, you know, whether I'm having a bad day, a good day, or I feel slightly depressed or I'm emotional, you know, once I go, I'm in a great place. And when I leave, I'm in an even better place because I feel like that I've overcame those challenges that I was dealing with, and I'm coming out stronger. So, you know, it's not just the body, it's taking care of the mind just as well.
Body, mind, and soul, and you definitely are working on all three of those. Really a great inspiration, so encouraging those people that are like, you know, saying, man, I need to get in shape. Well, April ought to motivate you, encourage you like she has me, losing 180 pounds over the past 2 years and doing that while dealing with paralysis and from a wheelchair. But if you see her on her Facebook page, man, she gets after it in her workouts, so it's really, really powerful. And on top of that, you kind of leaped into another big season of life. You had a huge accomplishment. You got your own house. Talk to us about that great accomplishment.
Oh, wow. So about a year and a half ago at this point, once I realized, you know, I had started to lose the weight and I was fully independent and, you know, I'm trying to figure out, okay, I'm like, why am I staying here at my mom's? I don't have to be here. And, you know, one of the greatest things that I wanted to do was to be independent again, actually be able to have my own home or have my own place. And so I decided that, you know, I would start looking. I figured it would take 6 to 9 months or a year to find something and be comfortable. Well, God just dropped this house in my lap, and it was perfect. It was perfect from driving into the driveway to rolling down the hallway. And I haven't had to do anything to the house inside. It was so rewarding because there was probably 10 different offers on this house, and mine wasn't the highest by far, but mine did include a letter and explain why I needed this house and why it was mine. And, you know, one was the weight loss, two, it was going to be my 50th birthday present to myself, and three, you know, I had been saving money for this purchase. And it happened within 35 days.
Sounds like the favor of the Lord to be.
Yes.
That is so awesome. Well, just, you know, I'm so proud of you and all that you've accomplished with getting your physical body in shape and then getting your own house. And, of course, you know, you're blessed like me. You got a great mom. And yet, at the same time, you know, man, you're 50 years old. You want to be out on your own, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Yes.
Well, congratulations to that. Well, share with us, you got these two accomplishments, but then a third thing has happened, and just such an inspirational story. Share with us about a conversation that you had with Denise Odell and a question that she asked you that started a possible miracle.
Yes, so I volunteer as a mock patient with the University of Kentucky PT School. And so I go over there and I work with the students. And there's several people that do it so they can see a variety of different levels of paralysis. And so as Denise was listening to my story, she was a new hire at the time. And I guess she saw the strength in me. And, you know, she saw where I had come from and, you know, where I was at that moment. So she said to me, she said, "We're going to do something different today." And I said, "Okay." She said, "I'm going to have you to stand up using the parallel bars." And I was like, okay. That was something I've never done and hadn't tried. And, you know, I haven't walked in 8.5 years at that point. And next thing I knew, I stood up 3 times and I was standing up for 5 minutes at a time. And it just seemed like I got up off the couch. And she said, after that, she said, "We're going to get you in an exoskeleton." And I think that was probably, like I said, October and September, October-ish. And she said, "You know, it's going to be a process. It's going to take hard work and dedication and some financial contributions as well. But she said, "We're going to make it happen." And next thing I know, I had the date. I had a date of March the 21st this year. And March the 21st, I was actually fitted into an exoskeleton. And I did 2 laps around the room to where I was in the exoskeleton for 1.5 hours that day. And that was my first time ever being in one. And I was the first one to ever walk that far on an initial walk. And I'll be the first one in the state of Kentucky to have one. So my prayer is, of course, for me to have mine and to help create the path for someone else so that they can have a chance to walk again.
Wow, such a just powerful, powerful story. Unfortunately, we're out of time, but we are going to have April back with us for one more program to share more about that experience and how you can be a part of it. My name's Greg Horn. Join us again tomorrow as we continue our conversation with April Ballantyne on Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Imagine a new career with a ringside seat to all the action, high-profile criminal trials, the House of Representatives and the Senate, major sporting events and breaking news stories for TV. We're called court reporters, stenographers, captioners, speed texters, and real-time communication specialists. If you live in Kentucky, there's a free 6-week introductory to Steno Machine program on Wednesday nights from 7 to 9 p.m. starting June 1st. Register for this free introductory class by calling or texting Tracy at 502-599-2125. That's 502-599-2125. Call or text today.